Gather round, me hearties, and let me tell you a tale. A tale about a much dreaded comment received by many an artist on Instagram and during a studio visit. This comment can sound like a terrifying roar made by a fearsome sea beast of legend. And it's called, They'll Leave It Like That.
Farewell and adieu to your Spanish ladies. Farewell and adieu to your ladies of Spain. For we've received orders to sail for old England. But we hope in a short time to sail again.
You are listening to Pep Talks for Artists, a podcast offering small words of encouragement to all those shuffling along the artist's road. I'm your host, Amy Toledo. The Leave It Like That is a kind of comment you might receive on a work in progress. A struggling fawn just starting its wobbly walk. And you may have blithely thought, I'll post this WIP on the old Instagram and give people a window into my process. But beware ye who enter here. This generous sneak peek might attract a leave it like that, or a stop, don't touch it, or a looks finished to me. The leave it like that is insidious because it appears like a compliment at first. It might look like, hold it right there, partner, that's a work of genius. But it's no compliment at all, because what that comment says is, I know better than you what's best for your work. Or, your work is a rare orchid that you're about to overwater and kill, you orchid killer. Or, be afraid to make moves in your work because it's precious and easily ruined. Often the person making this comment is well-meaning, but they are doing us a disservice, because they aren't taking the time to really know our goals or what we're going for in our work. Their taste may run to loose and quick, but you may prefer detail. Or they may like bright colors, but you like dark gravitas. Or they might be a huge fan of minimalism, but you're a maximalist at heart. Art is subjective, but we shouldn't allow others' tastes to influence our work in its developmental stages. This whole phenomenon got me thinking about how I feel when a leave it like that pops up on my feed, or the times in the past when a leave it like that has popped out of a studio visitor's mouth. I've seen friends change direction in their work on a dime after such a casual LILT, or get stuck, not sure what to do next. If we're in a vulnerable place and take these comments in, we can lose trust in ourselves and start to believe that our work is so sensitive and susceptible to ruination by the slightest mark by our own hand. But the irony is that these comments are never made with you in mind. They are knee-jerk, taste-hot takes. Sadly, though, they do have the power to block and stifle us, if we let them. Because I love metaphors, I like to imagine the leave it like that as a leviathan of the deep, a terrifying sea monster, Lore, who can't resist flopping its slimy tentacle of doubt onto our boat deck as we drift on by. Just like Herman Melville writes as Captain Ahab in Moby Dick, quote, "Consider the subtleness of the sea, how its most dreaded creatures glide underwater, unapparent for the most part, and treacherously hidden beneath the loveliest tints of azure," end quote. I imagine the LILTs stalking their hapless victims on the seven seas until the perfect moment to strike is upon them. Maybe like the monster Hans Ifeder spotted off the coast of Greenland in 1734, that reared up near his ship, towering above the crow's nest and boasting a small head, a short and wrinkled body, he specifically said wrinkled, and a long tail. Or maybe it's like the Scylla of Homer, a six-headed sea serpent who noshed on exactly six men per passing ship. Or could the Leave It Like That be more like a horde of creatures, like tiny, spiny attack frogs that descended all over 6th century traveler Cormac Leihan's minding its own business boat? Or maybe, instead of a sea serpent, we should think of the Leave It Like That like a planet-sized world serpent called the Jormungandr of Norse mythology, which one day disguised itself as a big cat that set out to trick Thor and bet him he couldn't lift his feline girth. When Thor managed to pick up a single paw, the contest was called off, just in case he managed to lift more and alter the boundaries of the universe. In my mind, the Leave It Like That comment is Thor trying to rend space and time with his interference. And we are the giant snake cat, going boneless, resisting his meddling, trying hard to keep all four paws on the ground. We must stave off these backseat driving behemoths, because if we welcome them in, we risk losing our trust in ourselves, our connection to our vision and voice. While I was looking up sea monster sightings of history, I was astonished and morbidly delighted to discover that there is a term for an unidentified floating object or marine carcass that could be evidence of a Nessie or a heretofore unknown sea creature. Or it could just be a decomposing whale, but nobody knows for sure, so they just call it a globster. A globster usually looks like an amorphous, shapeless blob of whitish blubber, sometimes exhibiting a strangely hairy texture. Look it up. The stuff is wild. And it's my sincere opinion that this is what our tender, developing work in progresses could turn into if we succumb to the Leave It. Once, I was at a residency in a charming state known for sharp cheddar, and a visiting artist was making the rounds, stopping by all the studios to give critiques. To protect the innocent here, I'm just going to call him Globster Salad. He came into my studio and proceeded to Leave It Like That me into a state of utter paralysis, a state forever known as Globster Salad Disease. He raved about the beginning stages of a work and strongly urged me to stop right there. His philosophy in general was to constantly evaluate if you are, quote, connected to the work, and stop yourself if you feel the connection dwindling. He went on to say that in his own practice, he would go as far as erecting police tape and garbage cans as a barricade in front of his works in progress. It sounds kind of badass in a way, but in practice, that kind of nervous worrying, am I connected? Am I disconnected? Only serves to make you afraid to touch your own work and move forward. After he left, I really took in what he said and felt blocked, and I needed to find a way out. Thinking of this stymied state of mind as a disease got me then searching for a cure. A cure for not trusting myself with my own work. I found that lobster salad disease could be defeated in two ways. First, you can recognize the LILT for what it is, an inconsequential gnat. Or, if your artistic hero comes to your residency studio and drops the whopper of all leave-it-like-thats upon your impressionable head, and you end up stuck and paralyzed, the best option then is to simply go ahead and ruin it, then rebuild fearlessly. This is how the real work gets made, and this is how we get our confidence and self-trust back. Just imagine if Albert Pinkham Ryder had obeyed a leave it like that after he made his first washi underpainting. Or if Jay DeFeo had heeded a leave it like that or a stop right there after year one of her 8-year work, The Rose. Or what if someone had barged into Roy Lichtenstein, Bridget Riley, or Agnes Martin's studios to shout, "Loosen up already, it's good like that." Another way we can guard against these cheerleaders of the fast, first, and fresh, or even the leave-it-like-thats in our own minds, is by revisiting a great quote by Matisse, relayed by his daughter, Marguerite. She tells how her father dealt with this issue of feeling nervous to move forward past the seductive early parts of a painting. Quote, "All her life, Marguerite had heard her father insisting that it was better to risk ruining a painting than to be satisfied with quick results, however harmonious and easy on the eye. It's always necessary to force your whole being beyond this level, because it's only then that you start to make discoveries and tear yourself apart in the process." And like Matisse, let's not be afraid to tear ourselves apart. Think of our studios as labs with bubbling beakers and Bunsen burners to experiment, mess up, accidentally explode things, succeed wildly, and just generally try anything. Painter Amy Sillman seems to be Team Matisse and willing to fight the hard fight sometimes in creating her work and letting it take its time to gel. In an interview in Frieze magazine in March 2021, she talks about allowing her work to meander through both trouble and fortune to an eventual, unpredictable end. Quote, "I feel like I've learned as a painter that what are, to me, better paintings get into places of trouble during their making, and then work their way out of that trouble and back around again to a kind of ending without a foregone conclusion." End quote. Southern U.S. author Eudora Welty shows us how to avoid catching the disease in the first place. She describes her way of ignoring intrusive feedback and inoculating herself against it in a 1972 interview in the Paris Review. You can tell Eudora had had lobster salad disease before. Quote, "At the time of writing, I don't write for my friends or myself either. I write for it, for the pleasure of it. I believe if I stopped to wonder what so-and-so would think or what I'd feel like if this was read by a stranger, I would be paralyzed. I care what my friends think very deeply, but in the writing, I have to just keep going straight through with only the thing in mind and what it dictates." End quote. So the next time someone cannonballs into your comments on Instagram or Studio with a leave it like that, we're going to batten down the hatches, stay the course, and just let that six-headed, wrinkly-bodied, meowing, spine-covered sea serpent undulate on by. Trust that we know best how to proceed with our work. And yes, sometimes we might seek feedback on a developing work from a trusted source. But that doesn't mean the gates are wide open for opinion during this delicate time. Keep your spyglass trained on the horizon, your oar in the water, and try to ignore those bubblings from the deep.
To see you again. We'll rant and we'll roar like true British sailors. We'll rant and we'll roar like true hides of oak until we strike soundings in the channel of old England. From Ushant to Scilly is 35 leagues.
You've been listening to Pep Talks for Artists. If you'd like to check out our Instagram, please find us at Pep Talks for Artists. We really appreciate you stopping by, and we'll see you next time.
Good night. Thank you.